This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Deroy Murdoch joins us now. He is a Fox News contributor, and he's on with us each week. And we always appreciate getting his insight, and this is certainly an issue that I am interested in. Deroy, thanks for coming back on here. It's great to have you.
Hey, it's great to be on with you.
So, you know, you hear all those words from Joe Biden himself, and this is something that has spanned decades, his comments regarding this particular issue. Is he going to be held accountable for these sentiments in November?
Well, I hope so, and I think a good way to think about it is the way I described in this piece that I did for FoxNews.com. I described Joe Biden as the Archie Bunker of the left. What do I mean by that? He's not the kind of person who's racist in the sense of David Duke, who's going to go burn a cross on black people's lawns, or a lynch mob in the South is going to take somebody, put a rope around his neck and hang him from a tree. I don't think there's anything hateful as such about Biden, but I think these comments that he's made over the years and just sort of reveals somebody who kind of looks at blacks and thinks, well, they're all kind of the same, and, you know, you've seen one, you've seen them all, and they're probably not that bright, and, you know, maybe they need some help because they can't take care of themselves. So, you know, they're the black folks. So, and I think there's that kind of a sense to it, if you will. So if you remember the old show All in the Family from back in the 70s on CBS, number one show in America for about 6-7 years, and I think you see it on reruns in Nick at Night or whatever it is. Hilarious show, brilliant show. And for years now, I've seen Joe Biden. I think he's basically like a left-wing Archie Bunker, and I think these comments kind of back up that notion.
Deroy, why does it seem that people who are otherwise social justice warriors, really fighting for the cause of equality in terms of race, seem to be willing to just overlook the things that he says?
I would say it's basically down to two words: defeat Trump. Simple as that. They hate Donald J. Trump with an uncontrollable rage. And if that means that they got to support a guy who has this sort of stuff come out of his mouth every few days. And again, it goes back years. It goes back to, you know, before he became sort of unfocused, shall we say. Go back to what he said back in the 70s when he was fighting school busing. And I think they're willing to overlook all of that if that's what it takes to get Donald J. Trump out of the White House. That's the entire jet fuel propelling the left at the moment. That's the one and only concern they have, is get Trump out of the White House and send him back to Mar-a-Lago. And that explains pretty much everything you're seeing them doing these days.
We're speaking with Fox News contributor Deroy Murdoch. Kamala Harris, we find out yesterday, she is the selected candidate to be the vice president on Biden's ticket here. How do you think this affects his candidacy for the presidency?
Well, I wasn't so surprised about her selection, since we heard her name floating around quite a bit the last few weeks. But usually when somebody is running for president, you do a couple of things. One is you try to find somebody who's going to give you some electoral college advantage. She's from California. If he nominated a bouquet of roses as his running mate, the bouquet of roses would carry California. I mean, Republicans can't win statewide out there anymore, which is really sad, because I grew up out there. It used to be a reliable GOP state. Now it's basically like, you know, the Vermont of the Pacific. So she doesn't really add much benefit as far as that goes. And you try to find somebody who's probably, if you're on the left, you bring somebody who's more in the middle. If you're in the middle and you want to shore up the base, you pick somebody who's from either the right or the left. What you've got with Joe Biden is a guy who's a far left Democrat, who's picked an even further left Democrat as his running mate. So, you know, you usually run in the primary on one side and then move towards the middle, and he seems like he's moving even further to the left. So this has got to be, I think, the most left-wing ticket running for president in American history that I've ever seen, certainly in my lifetime. And it's going to make it that much harder for them to appeal to any sort of centrist swing voters, suburban people, and so forth.
Yeah, DeRoy, I was going to ask you that very thing. It seems as if they've sort of abandoned the middle, which is not usually what politicians do. Usually this is the moment where they start moving toward the middle to try to attract those people. Why, politically speaking, would he do that right now?
I think the reason that Biden would do that right now is he thinks that it may be harder to appeal to the middle. At least they'll stay quiet. If he did something that upset the far left base, they would go into the streets, probably go into Wilmington, Delaware, and set the place on fire. I think he did this basically to keep Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and AOC, and these other far left people calm. They may not love Kamala Harris, but I suspect they don't hate her enough to run out and create total pandemonium. And I guess he figures if he can keep those people calm, he'll figure out some way, perhaps, of appealing to the middle rather than having those people rebel, have his base completely on fire, and then try to win the middle while his base is just, burning away right in front of him.
DeRoy, I heard a poll today on the news that said that 13% of the people, when they were asked how they felt about Kamala Harris, 13% of the people didn't know her. And I don't remember what the breakdown was about approval and disapproval. It was pretty evenly split. But you're saying that Biden and Harris is the most progressive ticket that it has happened in your lifetime. And, Biden initially was supposed to be a moderate. He was supposed to be the person who kind of knew how to get stuff done. He wasn't as crazy to the left as Bernie Sanders was. And Kamala Harris, I don't know that the American people understand what policies she has that you're suggesting are so far progressive to the left. Topics are you keying into to make that bold of a statement?
Sure, exactly. She is, among other things, for Medicare for all. She thinks that everybody should be on government medicine. She believes if you have a private plan that you like, you're going to have that taken away from you. If you like your plan, you're going to lose your plan, and you're going to get the Biden-Harris plan rather than whatever it is you like. She's one of the original co-sponsors of the Green New Deal. So we're going to have the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez plan for American energy and economic growth flowing therefrom. She said that she believes illegal aliens should be able to have access to government health care. So if you either are paying a lot of money for your health insurance now, or you wish you could have health insurance but you can't afford it, her idea is that if you can break into the country without permission, you can show up here and we taxpayers are going to provide health insurance for you. She also said that she wants to see a federal ban on plastic straws. So almost every issue that comes up, there's not an issue far left enough for her not to run over and embrace it. She's no way the so-called paper record here in New York called her a pragmatic moderate. That is just a lie. I don't know what they're smoking to come up with that kind of language, but it must be very strong and highly illegal.
Speaking of smoking, do you find it hypocritical the way she was prosecuting people on marijuana charges? And then when she was in that interview with a black radio talk show host, he casually asks her if she smokes, and she says, yeah, and I inhaled. It was very casual the way she responded to that. To me, it's as if politically she didn't understand the weight of her actions versus what feels very much to me like pandering in that moment with a talk show host.
Completely. Look, I mean, it'd be one thing if she said, look, I smoke, I inhale, I'm not going to lock anybody up. Or if she said, look, I'm locking these people up, and I did smoke and inhale, but it was a terrible thing, and I really regret it, and I don't do it anymore, and I learned from it, and I urge everybody in the listening audience not to do that. And if you know any people who are, tell them to put the joints out and put down the bong and, throw it away. That's probably an acceptable answer. But, hey, I locked up 1,500 people for marijuana violations. They're in jail, rotting, and here I am. I inhale, ha, 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 isn't this hilarious? That's just disgusting. That is morally unconscionable, morally repugnant, and she deserves as much condemnation as is humanly possible to be hurled upon her for that level of hypocrisy, insensitivity, and callous cruelty towards the people she locked up for doing exactly what it is she finds so funny to do.
DeRoy Murdoch, a Fox News contributor, we will share your article, your opinion article on foxnews.com with this interview at 971talk.com/Annie, and we're always grateful for the opportunity to talk to you here. Thanks, DeRoy.
Great to talk to you. Okay, have a good day. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.